This is All Things Considered. I'm Jessica Hunt. One of New Hampshire's most notorious murder trials is back in the headlines this week. Pamela Smart is asking for the chance to be paroled. She was convicted for her role in the murder of her husband Greg in their Derry home. Her trial, almost 30 years ago, became a national obsession, in part because it was Smart's teenage lover, William Flynn, who committed the murder. Smart is now 51, and she's asking New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and the Executive Council to commute her life sentence. Joining us now is NHPR's Lauren Chulgin, who recently interviewed Pamela Smart at a maximum security prison in New York. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Jessica.
So this was a huge case back in the 90s, but not everybody remembers the case. Can you bring us up to date?
Yeah, of course. So the basics are that Pamela Smart was convicted of being an accomplice to the murder of her husband, Greg, and he was 24 at the time. And Smart was a media coordinator at Winneconne High School. She was in her early 20s during all of this, and she had an affair with then 15-year-old Winneconne student named William Flynn. Now, Flynn confessed to shooting and killing Greg Smart, as you mentioned, and he testified at the trial that he did it because Smart asked him to, and three of his friends were also convicted of lesser charges in the murder. Now, Flynn and the other three then teenagers have since been let out of prison. They had plea bargained and had told the police it was Pam who made them do it, and she has long denied that she ever asked anyone to kill Greg. Pam was sentenced then to life in prison without parole for her role in his death, and she's currently serving that sentence, as you mentioned, at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility.
So now Smart is asking the governor to commute her sentence. How would that work, and what does that process entail?
So the New Hampshire Constitution gives pardon and commutation power to the governor and the executive council. So Pam is basically asking them to grant her the possibility of parole. So her attorney is submitting a petition to the AG's office. It basically contains why they think she should be paroled. There are a lot of letters of support. There's a list of her accomplishments, like she got two master's degrees while in prison, etc. So that petition will then go to the governor, and he'll decide when the executive council should take this up. Counselors would then first vote on if she should get in hearing, which would air out all of, you know, what happened at trial and what her arguments are for why she should be paroled. And then the executive counselors would vote on the actual petition. Now, I should add, if this sounds familiar to anyone, that's because her attorney filed a very similar petition last year, but because it was so close to the election, and meaning there would soon be a new executive council, it was taken off the agenda. So here we are.
So what is her argument? Why does she think she has a good case to make here now?
Well, her petition is over 700 pages, so I'll just give you a few of her arguments here. She says because she didn't have a sentencing hearing at the time, there wasn't ever a chance to determine if this punishment fit her crime. And she says it's unfair that the guys who were actually in the room for the actual murder are out of prison. And another argument is about her involvement inside prison. You know, she says during all these years, she's been focused on the service of others. She teaches and helps other inmates. She even told me she was chosen to be a grievance representative. So she helps, like, work out problems between other inmates. And so when I visited her, a lot of what she talked about is how she's hoping that Sununu is going to extend her some compassion.
We're a country that says we're merciful, compassionate, we believe in redemption, we believe in rehabilitation, but there's no alternative for someone who has proven that, you know, to be worthy of that. So I just feel like there's a lot I could contribute outside of here. And for anybody who thinks I haven't suffered, I literally have spent my 20s, my 30s, and my 40s, and now going in my 50s in prison. Like, what? You know, I don't know how much more suffering will ever be enough for people.
So that may be her argument, but what are the chances her sentence will be commuted?
Well, it's honestly really hard to know at this point. It's very early in the process. And the executive counselors that we've talked to, for example, again, these are the people who will be voting on this petition. I mean, they basically said they want to see the process play out. And Governor Sununu's office gave us a pretty similar statement saying that the process is going to be the same here as it will be for any other petition. And in New Hampshire, quote, we have a fair and thorough process, and it's important to let the process play out. So again, pretty early to guess. But I will say that the AG's office has been pretty unequivocal that there is overwhelming evidence that shows she's guilty, and they believe she should not be given the option of parole. And last year, during that earlier petition I mentioned, Assistant Attorney General Jeff Strelzin wrote a pretty fiery letter saying that her petition should be denied, and he questioned why she should be given, quote, mercy and compassion, something that she ensured was never shown the victim, end quote.
Has she ever admitted to any role in her husband's death?
So she has long maintained that she did not ask Flynn or any of his friends to kill her husband, and that has not changed. But she did talk to me a lot about how her understanding of who is responsible for his death has really evolved over the past few decades. She basically told me, like, right after the trial, it was really hard for her to understand that any of this was her fault. I mean, her belief was basically, you know, I didn't pull the trigger, so it's not my fault that he's dead. But now, she says, after many years of therapy and a writing program and, you know, getting older and being more mature, she says she now realizes that if she hadn't had an affair with Flynn, none of this would have happened.
It's interesting that people say, like, oh, you know, she has no remorse or whatever. I cannot have remorse for a crime that I didn't commit, but I do have remorse for the bad choices that I made and the horrible decisions that contributed and led to this. And like I said, I know that even though I didn't pull the trigger now, I'm responsible for his death.
So, and Jessica, I just want to say, you know, we've been talking a lot about process and legal arguments here, but I really want to say that, you know, this is the quote-unquote Pam Smart case, okay? I mean, this is not just any murder trial. It inspired many a tabloid, movies, there's trashy novels. I mean, the list goes on and on. And there are many people in New Hampshire who still have very, very strong feelings about her, and she is well aware of this, and people even still hate her all these years later. And so everyone involved in this petition process, from the governor to Pam herself, I mean, they're all very aware of this. And I think it's worth noting that it's an open question as to what implications all that could have on her hopes for parole.
NHPR's Lauren Chulgen, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.